Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Trump administration has now issued rules that will strip millions of dollars from Planned Parenthood and other abortion providers. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, President Donald Trump made a commitment when he was running for president that he was going to stand with pro-life causes, and he has done that during the term of his presidency. As part of his administration, the administration in the administrative branch at his direction has been reviewing regulations that provide federal funding to so-called family planning organizations. As a result of these new rules that have now been finalized, Matt, any organization such as Planned Parenthood that receives what's called Title X funding cannot receive that if they also are performing abortions. And that will ultimately result in Planned Parenthood losing about $60 million annually from this federal tax payment.
And that is a wonderful and encouraging first step. And yet there are kind of establishment Republicans in Congress that continue to push bills that do not include that aspect of defunding Planned Parenthood, which their constituents absolutely demand, and yet for political purposes they aren't moving forward with that. If we get that through Congress, I know Trump will sign it.
Yeah, he will, and he just needs, Holly, to get Congress to pass that. And the House passed it when it was controlled by the Republicans. Although there was a majority in the Senate, there were two Republicans that originally said that they would be in favor of defunding Planned Parenthood as part of Obamacare. But then when they actually got the ability to vote to defund Planned Parenthood, the two Republicans sided with the lockstep Democrats, and they couldn't get it through the Senate.
Yeah, you know, I so appreciate the president keeping his commitment on life, and he sees the value of that, and he is a man of action. You know, these Title X funds are actually for lower income people primarily, right? And so Planned Parenthood tries to create the euphemism that their abortions is part of healthcare, which is not. So this new rule is saying that these facilities have to have be under separate locations. You can't have a location that's conducting abortions to receive these taxpayer, that's you and I, our money, can't be receiving that. It has to be in a separate location. So gratefully, that this takes away about $60 million from them.
Yeah, there's
about. Can I say amen?
Yeah, there's about 4 million people that are considered low income that are recipients, if you will, through these clinics or services of this federal tax dollars. Now, frankly, I don't think the federal government should be involved in a lot of things. There's things that are just not the role of the federal government under the Constitution. I think this whole area is one that ought to be up to the states or certainly in the private sector. But that's another discussion for another day. The fact is that they have been part of this federal flow of dollars to the family planning clinics. And Planned Parenthood services, their network of clinics serves about 41% of the 4 million low-income people, 41%. And what ultimately will happen is any place where they have abortion and birth control or cancer screenings, they're not going to be able to get the funding. So they'll lose the funding, and that's going to amount to between $50 to $60 million per year through this program, I guess, is $286 million a year that is distributed. $50 to $60 million of that no longer will go to Planned Parenthood.
And that strikes at the heart of Planned Parenthood's agenda. Majority percentage of Planned Parenthood's abortion facilities are intentionally located in low-income areas, right where blacks and Hispanics are, and that is in keeping with their original mission of Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood. They had what's called, and you don't hear about this, what Sanger called in Planned Parenthood at the time, before they were named Planned Parenthood, called the Negro Project. And this was to target low-income undesirables, as they put it, for termination, to try to cull out, it's eugenics 101, to cull out the lesser thans, those that they viewed as deficient in their humanity. And in 1939, don't forget, Sanger reiterated the need for black ministers to help this Negro project. In a letter to her cohort, Clarence Gable, she said, "We do not want word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population." And I mean, those words are powerful, but that strikes at the heart of Planned Parenthood's continuing agenda, and most people just don't know that. They talk about access to women's reproductive health care. Well, that's not what it is. It's about terminating low-income people.
Yeah, and that's very evident. I mean, there are more black babies in New York aborted today than there are born. And in the fiscal year of 2017, Planned Parenthood performed nearly half of all abortions in the U.S. That's 911 abortions every year.
Every day.
That's not healthcare, folks. That's murder.
That's incredible. Every single day. And we know from their president now that abortion is their core mission.
Oh, yeah.
Core mission.
And she says we will never back down from that fight. It's a fundamental human right, and women's lives are at stake.
Yeah, it's not, unbelievable. It's not mammograms. It's not cancer screening. It's not even birth control.
It's not healthcare. Yeah.
It's killing babies. That's their core mission.
Yeah, that's all. That's all decoration to give it the
euphemisms,
the appearance, the appearance of credibility. It's all about abortion, and then they trim it up with all of these, you know, other things.
And that's her words. That's the president of Planned Parenthood's words. It's not us saying that's their core mission. It's not us having an opinion about that is likely their core mission. That's their president saying abortion is their core mission. Terminating the life of a child is what they're all about. That's why they exist. They're not a family planning, unless you think family planning is killing children, organization. What happened is, after this rule was about ready to be released and finalized, House and Senate Democrats complained in a letter to the Department of Health and Human Services that they needed to conduct a study regarding the rule's economic and health impacts, and asked the agency to hold off on releasing the rule. HHS didn't need to, and they released the rule. Be prepared for a lawsuit, no doubt, because similar Title X changes were ordered during the Reagan administration. They were challenged all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court, which upheld the changes. However, they were never implemented because of repeated delays, and the Clinton administration later scrapped them.
Like the first couple of days he was in office, I think he took that Protect Life rule out.
Yeah, he took it out, and of course, it wasn't put back in. Now, the president, through this administration, has put them back in, and this rule will take effect in 60 days after they were ultimately released. I think it was mid-February when these rules were released, February 15, or in that time frame, just a few days ago, frankly, they were released, and they'll likely be challenged. So continue to pray for this. There is this life and death struggle. And you see this with the House and Senate Democrats. They're wanting you to take your tax dollars and fund abortion, fund the killing of innocent human lives. It really shows where some of that leadership is as well. It's not helping the poor. It's terminating their offspring. And Planned Parenthood has a dubious history, because that's why it ultimately started. It was part of the social Darwinian movement to create a super race, eliminate disfavorable populations so that the race could evolve and become a superior race. And within Planned Parenthood,
In their mind.
Just and like within, the Holocaust.
Exactly. And that's what Hitler did. That's why he was eliminating the Jews and others. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what Margaret Sanger wanted to do. She wanted to eliminate, among others, the black population and others that she didn't think were part of the favored races. This is the origin, and frankly, it's still the essence of Planned Parenthood, to kill minorities and innocent children and to destroy families. Pray that we return this country to a country that values human life. For more information, go to lc.org. Stand with us, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.